B-Pod Studios.
I miss, you know, being allowed to hit guys and play defense. And I get it. The NFL wants to make it safer, but, I mean, talk about a league that's changed.
And still defense matters, though, David. Look at the Denver had a couple years ago with Von Miller.
It does. That's true. It's true.
He dominated games.
This Super Bowl was very defensive.
Yeah.
But I do want to get to my Phillies points, the reason I called, and I want to get both of your opinions on this. I'm trying to remember, like, a lot of the radio, like, before the season even started. Because what really was our expectation once everything, like, after spring training, you know, after we got Harper and everything? Because, they did not make the playoffs. As a fan, last year they didn't make the playoffs. So as a fan, my realistic expectations for this year was to make the playoffs. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't go for a World Series run if it's there. I'm wondering, are the fans expecting them to blow things up to make a World Series this year? Because I'm not so sure if that's a good idea. I feel like this year I would be very happy if we made the playoffs. And I think
what do you mean blow things up? You talking about trading prospects?
I'm talking about like, let's just go for it this year. Let's try to win it this year. I mean, if we take a step back, we didn't make the playoffs at all.
Yeah, I think baseball is different.
How do you blow it up?
There's no cap. So baseball.
I understand that, but I'm saying, like, would you make a crazy move in a deadline to make a move for this year?
Yes, if I can get, you know, Greinke, or if I can get Bumgarner, without a doubt.
If I'm in position,
because
to
by the
run,
way, it's not just about this year; it's about the next couple years. So I get Greinke and Bumgarner. I assume they have at least 2 to 3 seasons where they're going to be effective.
Yeah, and if we've learned anything, baseball prospects are a total flip of the coin. Oftentimes,
I think this blow it up thing and go for it now. Yeah, I think a different sport.
Yeah, that's not befitting to me. I mean, look at all the guys that we talked about. Can't move this prospect, can't move that prospect.
Yeah.
And sometimes you end up moving them, sometimes you don't, and oftentimes they don't
pan out.
Yeah, I mean, if you got a chance to win, try and win. If you feel like you got enough pieces in place, an addition of a player or two, especially a pitcher like a Bumgarner.
I mean, here's the thing, too, about baseball. Baseball's so unpredictable playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Your bats can go quiet, your bats can get hot.
We lived it.
You get a guy like Cody Ross. Like, think about if you're a Giants fan.
Yeah.
The year is 2010, you're the Phillies, and, you know, you think you're going far, and Cody Ross
killed you.
Is the culprit.
Yep.
So, like, that's baseball. Like, you just get me in the playoffs and anything can happen. So, but I do need a rotation in the playoffs. I don't have a rotation that's good enough in the playoffs. I don't have a number two starter. I may not have a number one starter and have a number two starter.
You're going to need more. We know that. They're going to need more pitching.
Point.
No doubt about
it. Speaking of Cody Ross, I can still see Kaz Matsui in a grand slam. 2007.
I remember, Holmes.
Oh, man.
Nothing worse than that.
Is Helton phenomenal in that series, too?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And Matt Holliday on that team?
Yeah.
Nothing worse than that, brother.
You're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. We broadcast from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
Damn hot, a hot take.
Poop your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, bring the heat.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Bring the Heat, Game 7 edition of Bring the Heat. Let's see what came in on the line last night at 610-771-9751. What do we got, Andrew?
Jason, you're killing me. I'm a big hockey guy, just like you are. Dude, how do you not like Doc? That's a violation. I mean, Pierre is one thing. That guy's a creep. But, like, Doc, come on, bro.
Look, it's a personal preference. I know a lot of people love him, and I'm in the minority. But I'm not alone.
It's one of these that shakes me to the core about you.
Yeah, well.
You know what I'm saying? Like I go like this, and I look back at you.
Look at me sideways.
Do the double take.
That just proves the point that I'm objective because a lot of people in hockey like him doesn't mean I have to. I'm my own man.
Yeah, without a doubt. That's never been in question.
Sorry. Yeah, it's my wife. Next.
Jason's that J.O. that you hang out with.
that just has to be different. The guy that says, I don't really like pizza. And you're like, what are you talking about? You don't like pizza. It's just, whatever.
I'm not being a J.O. Just, I have my own personal taste. I like some music that's very popular.
I'm not being a J.O.
I like Coldplay. I've been to a Coldplay concert. Is that being a J.O.? But I also like Lamb of God and Slayer. Anything wrong with that? It's just a personal preference. I'm not being a contrarian.
How could you hate?
I don't hate. Well, I just don't enjoy his broadcast.
Yeah, but you and Eddie was one of our first callers.
Not today. Eddie Olchek, you mean?
No, Eddie said, Eddie from, I forget where he was.
Chester.
He didn't like him. Okay, wait, what's not to like about him?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the only one. I mean, maybe Eddie doesn't like a ladle. Yeah? Doesn't like to ladle the puck into the zone.
That's just beautiful use of the language. That's an action verb.
So you go, that's beautiful use. I go, that's abuse of the language.
Abuse?
Abuse of the language.
Wow, that's outrageous. Now you're outrageous. Violation.
Ooh, hey boys, it's the Gabe calling today. I heard the forecast is cloudy. A chance of meatballs. I put on a nice marinara and I'm going for the meatballs today. Do you prefer beef, pork, and veal, or just a nice 85-15 hamburger meat?
Come on, you can't go 85-15. You gotta go, first of all, Gabe's gonna go with a lean meat. You're gonna go 90-10, if anything.
Well, you got to go. I go more heavy on the veal and the pork.
Gives you better flavor.
Than the beef.
Yeah. That gives
you
better flavor, right?
I don't want a hamburger in my, you know.
Yeah, I don't need a hamburger shaped like a meatball.
Quite frankly, I do 2 times veal, 2 times pork, 1 time beef.
You go say it again?
2 times veal, 2 times pork, 1 time beef.
Oh, very interesting, giving out family secrets here on the air.
Yeah, that's what we do.
All right. You got a secret ingredient in there you could tip us off to?
There's no secret ingredient. It is with this. You do it the right way.
You can't rush it.
Cheese,
look at deli's good.
I use that. I use a little more egg.
Oh.
I might use it. I use it depending on
you
the...
double down on the egg?
I do. I think it's good. It provides good texture.
That's the only way you enjoy it.
You
got
to get the right breadcrumbs.
What kind of breadcrumbs do you use? Use Italian style?
I use the Progresso, but that's in a pinch. Some places have your homemade ones are really good.
Like at a good Italian deli or something? Yeah. Well, that's when you're going to extremes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Special occasion breadcrumbs on that one. Mm-hmm. Like at Christmas.
And a tiny, tiny, tiny pieces of onion and garlic. Real tiny.
So are you cutting those up, shaving them with the razor blade?
Yeah, real sure. Not a razor blade, but the knife.
When Aaron Nola was drafted, all the scouts and everyone on the radio said his ceiling is a third starter. Then he has a career year. All of a sudden, he's an ace. He's never been an ace. Never will be an ace. Okay.
Oh, my God. You're right. That was the projection. Tom Brady was also projected never to be able to play in the NFL.
Listen,
he's drafted 199th overall, by the way.
Yeah,
that's such an idiot.
No, I get it. I do. I mean, he may not be an ace.
No, he may not. But just because of what he was projected pre-draft or when he was drafted doesn't mean that's locked in stone.
Yeah.
There's plenty of guys that are drafted.
I could be wrong with the dude, like, you know, on him. I didn't think he was an ace.
Because you don't, wasn't ace-like.
And then, you know, he had last year. And I guess I was alone because I kept talking about Tastecake Dom's nickname, Freeze.
Dr. Freeze?
I thought Freeze was a great nickname.
Yeah, well, he's thawed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear
you. You know Martinez is a hockey guy when he says people in the offseason go to L.A. or Ottawa. Martinez, who goes to Ottawa besides Claude Giroux and hockey players?
A lot of people. Good. It's the capital of the country. So, yeah, a lot of people. It's a big city. Anyway, what's wrong with going to Ottawa? You want to go up to Ottawa, Ant?
No.
Do a show?
All right, I've been to Ottawa.
You've been to Ottawa? I've never been.
I was in Ottawa.
Nice place. Nice river, I'm told. Everybody skates on it when it freezes.
It didn't really do much for me.
No? Well, he said he used to skate on
it. There used to be a Triple-A baseball team in Ottawa.
Hmm.
And I had to do, I forget who was there. There was somebody making an assignment. I forget what it was. But I drove from Montreal to Ottawa.
Oh, that's a nice drive.
I had to do an expo. Yeah, except everything's in French, and it's before the... It was before, you know,
MapQuest.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're covering the Ottawa Lynx. That was the team name, the Ottawa Lynx.
That's right.
El Capitan was that.
Good job. Good job by you.
They were once an affiliate with the Phillies, apparently.
Really?
Yes.
Which I never
knew.
El Capitan was at the Raptor game the other night.
Yeah, I heard.
All the stars were out. You see Wayne?
All the stars.
Time out. No, Wayne Gretzky. I'm not talking about him. But okay. Wayne Gretzky was there.
All right. Yeah,
with Bill Russell breaking bread.
Yeah. No, I know.
Which was really cool.
But you weren't saying that.
No.
I
think I was telling. I don't know if it was you yesterday. I was telling, but like I love seeing like the greatest hockey player having a conversation with a guy like Bill Russell.
Yeah,
like flashes of greatness.
Yeah, it's great.
That was cool.
You're right on, brother.
And Bill Russell was in a wheelchair, and Wayne came over and kind of touched him on the leg and shook his hand, and they talked for a few minutes.
Yes.
Like, that's a cool conversation.
Yeah.
You know, paying respect.
Yeah,
I got another sport. But yeah, no, Claude was a big star.
Excellent.
He was courtside. He had courtside seats. And if he didn't have courtside seats, he should have. He's right next to Drake. El Capitan and Drake.
How about, as a city, we all take a pledge to every day get our man Jay into the All-Star game. Let's watch those numbers climb, Philadelphia. Make it happen.
Dude, his fielding is blowing me away.
Oh,
good in the field.
His bat has been a godsend for a team. It's funny, when the lineup was first constructed, I remember getting giddy about what I thought would be their power numbers, and it turned out they weren't good enough.
Well, because Franco dropped off the planet.
Yeah, but it was even more than that. Like, you know, Kutch, Reese, even Bryce not hitting home runs.
He got 13. Is he at 13 or 14?
Yeah, so.
Or no, he's at 11, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's less than
Reese.
Reese is at 13 or 14. Yeah. He leads the team.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing when
Jake, he's only got, what, 6?
No, I think he's at 10.
He's at 10.
So Reese leads the team. Bruce has, on the season, I think about 18 now.
Yeah.
But in a Phillies uniform, Reese has the most.
610-632-0975.
Not enough power there,
no.
Andrew. You know,
especially at this ballpark, man.
I expected more power. I did.
Leave your messages tonight on the Bring the Heat line at 610-771-9751, and it's all brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. This guy tweets in, Anthony, goes, I know the okay guy. He goes to a local bar by me. The mystery man will soon be revealed. Okay.
Really? He goes to a local bar?
Yeah. Can you imagine that guy ranting with a couple of them at the bar, watching the games?
Okay.
Why'd he run the ball? Okay.
He's kind of an interesting fella.
Yeah. I'll take a pass. Ryan tweets in and goes, Gargano's secret ingredient for his meatballs is cinnamon.
No.
It's the famous story I told about my wife.
Yes, awful.
She thought more ingredients, no matter what they were, while making gravy. So she put cinnamon in it one time.
Yeah, that's tragic.
And I was eating. I'm like, what the hell's going on with this?
That's pretty tragic.
I'm like, did you put cinnamon? She goes, yeah. I go, throw it away.
I can't think of a spice that would not go worse than that.
Yeah, it was horrific. It's like putting whipped cream on spaghetti or something. You know, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, my question is, what the hell's wrong with that?
Yeah, well, I don't have enough show left. 610-632-0975. That's the number. Game 7 tonight. You got the Bruins tonight, although you're not rooting for them. I got the Blues. You got the Raptors tomorrow night.
Yes. Who you got?
I think the Warriors are going to win. I think it's going to go 7.
I love the Raptors tomorrow night.
Do you? Okay. It's 2.5 the line. Open to 3.5. So we'll see if
it goes. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. It went down.
Yeah.
So I think they win that game by double-digit runaway.
There's just no emotion left in Golden State?
I think they're done. I think they have nothing left to offer.
Good. The goose is cooked. They talked a lot about the booing cheering when Durant
went
down.
They're going to come out. It's going to come out. It's going to happen. They're going to come out. And they're going to look great.
Hair on fire.
They're going to look great. They're going to have the lead in the first quarter. Then it gets whittled. and it's 56-54 Golden State. And then Toronto, it's nip and tuck third quarter. And then early fourth, late third, early fourth, Toronto goes on a big time 26-8 run.
Wow, 26-8. Kawhi in that run?
Yeah, 13. Danny Green smells like feet. They're gonna hit through the grass.
Siakam.
Yep.
All right.
That's my prediction.
You very well may be right, because the emotion is going to be something that's going to be hard for Golden State to sustain in that game. 610-632-0975. John in Easton's on the Fanatic. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
There you go. Okay, got you. What the heck was I going to talk about? Oh, the Phillies, first of all, they better keep another eye out for the Nationals, because they're starting to wake up a little bit here. They were like about 10, 12 games out. Now I think they're only like 6 games out.
Seven right now.
Are they? What did they lose last night?
They're 7-3. Yeah, they did lose last night, and they're 7-3 in their last game.
I think the Braves are really good.
Yeah, I think the Nationals will. I think they'll be there. I think they'll end up being the 3 of them. I got a question about Durant. If they say he opts in with the Golden State for that deal.
Uh-huh.
And he gets his whatever, $31 million. Is that why that guy was crying the other night? Because he's got to pay him $31 million. Do they get any kind of insurance for that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There's coverage for all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Okay. And my last thing is, you guys were talking about the Bears. We go down to South Carolina, Myrtle Beach all the time. And your little aunt might really enjoy this. We went to a place called Tigers. And what it is it's a, they breed tigers, and I guess they breed them for zoos or stuff, or whatever. They're really into conservation and stuff. But what they allow you to do, and I don't know what the price is anymore, because we did it like 15 years ago. My kids that are now in their 20s, they still talk about it. Every once in a while, they'll bring it up when we get down there, like, that was one of the coolest things we did, Dad. Like, so you go there, and you see all their, they have a couple of exhibits, you see their tigers, then they bring you into a courtyard, and they open the gates.
Wow.
And all these tiger,
let's see how fast
lion,
you can run.
Cubs come running towards you, and they jump all over you. They
oh my God, it's awesome.
And then you get to feed them.
Really?
Yeah, your leg?
They give
that sounds outrageous. What is it? It's in
called Tigers.
Tigers, all right.
T.I.G. That's how it's spelled out. But it was really, really cool. My kids, they were like 10 or 12.
They weren't scared?
That's a great idea. That's awesome.
No. They were a little bit nervous at first.
Yeah.
But they're like the size of puppies, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's awesome.
They still got a nice tooth, though, right?
What's that?
They still got
fangs
going on there. Snaggle tooth.
Yeah, they're totally cool.
Yeah, yeah.
They're nibbling. Feed them all and have them jump all over you. And they pull at you.
No, my kids love it. Here it is. Tigers Preservation Station. That's awesome.
So they're like breeding them to keep them in captivity.
Wildlife Refuge in North Myrtle Beach. Huh. How about this?
What do they do when they get big?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure they give them the zoos.
Wow,
that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, I'm not jumping in there with a tiger.
Why not? It's not like it's a real. It's a baby.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
A cub.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. Siegfried and Roy, didn't they have the tiger thing?
Yeah, those are tigers.
That was a Siberian tiger.
These are babies.
Right? Yeah, I'm out. I like the tiger. I like Tiger Woods.
Tiger.
Let's go to Frank in Philly on the Fanatic. Hey, Frankie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on, man?
The cousin, Jason. First time caller, long time listener to both of you on different everything else.
Welcome, Frankie.
I appreciate it, cuz. I got a story for you real fast for you, cuz. I got to thank you for you, by the way. Real fast on a sports point. I do not. I need St. Louis to win. I do not need to see another kid with a sign saying I'm 11 years old and I've been at 9 Super Bowl or parades.
I feel the same way.
I'm 30 years old. I have two parades.
Yeah, Frank. I can't. I feel the same way. I can't take Boston.
It's crazy to me.
I know.
Okay. I just wanted to get that out there. First of all, I need to talk to you real fast. I need to give you a couple thank yous real fast. I was listening on the radio the other day. You called your little meatballs dad. Yes. My dad calls me dad.
Yes.
The same thing. And then Mike was talking about what makes you guys, like, what makes us caller listeners listen to you? What do you guys do for us, type of thing? And I just want to say thank you for two things. A couple years ago, you gave me my first chance. I won a contest, and you were the person that kind of gave it to me. I won a contest to go to my first Eagles game. It was against the Lions. Can you guess the game?
Yeah, that was a snow game, right?
The snowball.
Wow, what a awesome. Great one.
I took my Shady. Father, my first, it was a couple years ago, I'm 30 right now.
That's
so,
fantastic.
It was me and my father's first game together, and you gave that to me. I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Wow, that's cool, brother.
Okay, well, I want to bring it around right here. A couple years ago, do you remember being at a certain place on a Thanksgiving day and giving me a phone call?
When I was at Stokes, the bar?
No. Thanksgiving Day, you were shopping, and my dad seen you. And he said his son was a huge fan, and you gave me a call.
Ah, that's awesome.
Frankie. And my mom passed away. It was Thanksgiving. My mom passed away in September, so it was 2 months afterwards. And my dad met you at a certain place buying groceries on Thanksgiving Day. Wow. And you gave me a call, and I just wanted to say thank you for that. You made me and my father happy.
Ah, beautiful,
times
brother.
You brought it around. I just figured I'd call.
Thank you, Frankie. I appreciate it, brother.
I don't know if I'll ever meet you or not, so I just wanted to say thank you, man.
Well, you come in anytime you want. Thanks,
yeah,
Frankie.
Thanks.
All right, guys. Thank you.
See you, buddy. No, we do a Thanksgiving. We do our own turkey bowl with the kids.
Yeah, football everything. Game.
We should always do a turkey bowl, and then we always go to. There's a bar on Oregon Avenue on 16th and Oregon called Stokes.
Wash it down a little bit.
And we would go hang out, watch the first half of the Lions game with the kids.
Yep.
They get
little statues.
Yeah, obviously. And, it's been a tradition.
It's a good tradition. You can do the turkey bowl this year?
Yeah, we do it every year. Even last year, it was freezing.
Careful with that Achilles.
Yeah, well.
You do a steady quarterback?
No, we have two teams, the kids play, everybody plays. It's fun.
I can't get here fast enough, can I?
No, we can't. By the way, dude, look at this little girl with the Tigers. So I looked it up.
So she's playing with Tigers.
Yes. Yeah, they're babies.
Yeah, I'm not putting my kids in there.
Oh, my God, it's awesome. Look at this little girl with the Tigers. See it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it is. I didn't know it was that small. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so man. We think they're
the size of a.
Look at it.
Yeah, it is cute. Little furry thing.
Oh, you know what you wouldn't want?
Tiger might be the coolest looking album with the animal with the markings.
That'd be outrageous. That looks like a fun little
maybe
thing.
I identify with the tiger. You got the bear. I'll take the tiger. You're a grizzly. That's your animal. That morning, Dipta checked in on Twitter. He goes, I identify with the bear as well. Kodiak. He's a big fan of the Kodiak.
The Kodiak?
Well, he's that dip.
That's good.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. We've cleared out the board since Bring the Heat, so it's wide open as we speak. And we got some open lines at 610-632-0975. So no waiting. And we've been talking about a myriad of topics today, including Doc Emrick. I did not think that was going to be on our radar today. But somehow, I don't even know how it happened, Anthony, but it did. And the fact that I do not enjoy the broadcast when he calls it. And you are a big fan of the Doc.
Yeah, I don't know how you don't like it.
Yeah,
you and Eddie. You're my man, Eddie.
Now, there's been more.
The Morning Dip doesn't like it either.
He doesn't like it either.
You guys say he's nerdy.
It's too nerdy.
It's not nerdy. He's a great wordsmith.
Yep. He abuses the language. Abuse of power. Now, when we come back, I want to get your capsule on two things.
No, you get that.
I just joined the conversation late, so I didn't hear it.
So my wife always says. I want your capsule on the health of the two leagues that are in play right now for the playoffs. All right? A little capsule, where you think they are right now, what they need to improve. Because you are, I've said it, you have a torrid love affair going on with the NBA. And I think that you're going to think that everything is...
I feel good about both sports, to be honest with you.
You do? Okay. Very interesting. 610-632-0975.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So you like the Blues tonight?
Yeah, they've been really good on the road, and they've been really good off a loss. On the road, in particular, yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's easier to win on the road, too, to close out a series.
I don't know, man. That team, man, it's going to be, you know, they're going to try it out. They'll have Big Poppy have a message.
Oh, wow, that's it.
It's going to be... Wow, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, they have somebody that, like, I guess handles the flag or something like that in their pregame ceremony. I don't know who they're going to roll out tonight. Maybe Brady. If Brady's in town, if they have mini camp going on, maybe they roll out Brady. I know Belichick did it one night.
No, it's like their version of the Bell.
Yeah, Orr has done it in the finals. So
Orr.
Bobby Orr, so we'll see. Maybe you bring Cam Neely down. You can throw a water bottle or something. Real quick.
I like Cam Neely, though, to be honest with you.
So you just said before we went to the timeout, you said that both leagues you feel are very healthy.
I do. I feel that way, yeah.
They're both in a good place moving forward?
Yeah, I enjoy both. I mean, I enjoy hockey playoffs. I've always enjoyed hockey playoffs.
Yeah, it's the length of the season that's a little tough.
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, we've been talked about that.
Yeah.
But I like both. I enjoy both.
How could the NHL market itself better?
You know what? I don't think you're going to win that. I mean, you have to market because you market, but I don't think you're going to make people hockey fans that aren't hockey fans.
Mm. Well, the NBA markets their stars, and they're great at it. No league does a better job marketing the superstars.
Yeah, but the game itself lends itself to
sure.
It's an individual game, and they almost market themselves.
Mm-hmm. And even though it's international
because
now,
they're so good.
Yeah. And even with it being international and guys like Porzingis or Nowitzki, you know, when he was playing and different international stars, Tony Parker's actually retiring, I saw. Those guys are still identifiable because they don't wear any kind of helmet or hat or anything. So they market their stars really well. I don't know what they can do. The only thing that I think gives people intrigue, there's a couple of things. One was video games, like Hockey 94. That helped it. Because people knew players on every team because of a video game.
Yeah, I mean, it's helped soccer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the no
FIFA.
One. Yeah.
That's part of it. To me, one of the other things that is when they do those behind-the-scenes 24-7s, it's when you find out more information. Because when these guys talk on camera or on the air, they don't give you anything. It's personalityless. Because it's not good to stick out in that sport or take, you know, credit. So they always thank everybody else but themselves.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know how you're going to make it any.
Well, why do people love LaViolette? Because they got a peek behind the curtain.
Yeah, but I don't know if you're going to make a non-hockey fan a fan. You know, you want to. Here's the key to everything, and to creating more fandom is do like look at the NBA. The NBA has embraced gambling, fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Make it more of a fantasy hockey kind of, I don't know, do they do that?
Well, the gambling thing is they're on the forefront of that, as a matter of fact. You're going to be able to bet power plays. You're going to have kiosks and bet power plays and everything.
You should do that. Like, that'll help, you know.
Engagement.
I was talking more about the sport itself. Like, yeah. I think the sport is, you know, if you like the sport, I like it. I think it's good.
You get people in the building to see it live, too. It's a big thing.
Well, here, they've completely priced... See, here's the problem, is that they're so too reliant on gate. And I don't say reliant.
TV contracts aren't so big.
But their TV contracts are still the TV contracts. It's still pronounced. But it's way too expensive to go to a Flyers game.
Yeah.
It's over expensive. It's completely, completely too much.
Yeah, really.
But
is.
I see rinks popping up everywhere. I see kids playing hockey. I know a lot more kids playing hockey. So I think it's actually, I think it's in a good place.
To get in the door tonight for that game 7, $1,400 to sit all the way upstairs.
Yeah.
To sit downstairs, $4,000.
Damn, well, Boston too, though. You know, I mean, Boston's a great sports town.
Yeah. You've seen so many championships, though. Are you going to part with that?
Well, I mean, it never gets old. And if you're a Boston Bruins fan, you know.
Yeah, it's been since 11.
Of the four teams, if you like the Bruins more than, you know, the Celtics, then yeah.
If there's anybody up there that doesn't like all four teams, I don't know what's wrong with them.
I mean, that's the ultimate four for four, you know. I talk about us.
They delivered on every one of them since 2000.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Mike and Del Rans on the Fanatic. Michael.
Guys.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, real quick, before I get to my, like, the change I was going to talk about, you know, hockey needs to force it down everyone's throat a little bit more, I think. I mean, I think just the main way to get attention is commercials, right? I mean, commercials obviously is what fuels a lot of things. That's why they're so expensive, Super Bowls and stuff like that. But, like, I can think of tons of basketball commercials where you see, like, a little kid out playing basketball and then it's a story about LeBron James. Like, whatever the commercial is, the NBA, the NFL, even baseball at times, they promote those stars by showing commercials with highlights or stories to tell. And there's a lot you can tell in the 30-second commercial that I don't really ever see hockey do. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just missing it. But
yeah. I mean, who's the guy that would be even marketable on a national scale?
It doesn't have to be
that
so
sport.
Much the guy. It doesn't so much have to be the guy, but the play, the hard hits, the crazy goals. I mean, hockey's a fun sport to watch.
The last time they did a campaign I thought that was good was History Will Be Made or whatever it was, 2010. Remember they did those commercials and they rolled it backwards?
Yeah.
It's the last time they did a good campaign.
So that might help. But anyway, what I want to change, and I know it's probably far-fetched, and I know it'll probably never happen, but they need to remove the courtside seat from basketball. Like, they're just, the fan is...
That'll never happen.
I know it'll never happen, but if you watch the Olympics, fans don't sit that close, or other countries, they don't sit that close. You know, all it's going to take is for an NBA player like Kyle Lowry to get pushed to retaliate to where it's going to have to be forced to happen. You know,
well, you had the Artest thing where it's so easy to get into the stands.
Yeah, but it didn't matter how far back those fans were. They were getting up there, right? That was totally a different scenario. It's just I just think that out of all the sports, right, I mean, it's just too easy for a basketball player to be heckled or hit or thrown out or pushed or thrown into the front row of the crowd and have something go wrong because I'm afraid one day there's going to be some sort of incident. It's not going to be good.
It's really interesting because if I was a player in a sport, that would be the sport where I'd feel the least safe on the field of play. You know what I mean? And I'm surprised that something hasn't happened in this twisted world we live in. You know, fans don't run onto the court and streak or whatever like they do at a baseball game. Or, you know, that doesn't happen in the NBA. There is a level of decorum. And considering that there's nothing standing between courtside people and the game and the field of play, it's crazy.
Yeah, I like that part of it.
I do too. I think it's cool. They're right on top of you.
Yeah, I think it's great. Now, did you see the shot at the end of the game with Lowry? There's Boogie screaming at him from the bench. He literally is almost in the play.
Chirping.
He's actually, go back and look at the video of it. It's like he's in the play.
Wow. I saw something that the NBA admitted that there was something that happened late in that game where Gasol should have gone to the line for two. And they admitted it was a mistake. And ironically enough, they lose by one. But I'm not sure exactly what play it is. I'll have to read I'm trying to find the story again. I'll see if I can find it. And I'll let you, here it is. It just says, via the NBA last two-minute report, NBA rules that the Raptors' Marc Gasol should have been given two free throws late in Game 5. The Warriors won the game by a point. It was for an infraction under the basket. You know, they review everything after the game.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Anything. It's like they try to be like the NFL.
Yeah. 610-632.
It's a two-minute report. It's the same, you know, whatever.
610-632-0975.
You're complaining about calls. I mean,
it evens out, right?
The NBA is the NBA. I mean, when it comes to officiating. It's ridiculous sometimes. Like, you know, they're going to give Draymond the early tee, but you're not going to get thrown out unless you do something ridiculous. But, I mean, it is what it is. It's a difficult sport to officiate. The NFL is the NFL. When you have the replay for the biggest plays, you know, we're not only talking about holding. If you miss an obvious call that costs you a game, it's way more important.
Yeah, and that's very prevalent because of what happened with the Saints this year and the missed pass interference. And
yeah, you get
credit
that,
the NFL.
Yeah.
They put measures in place to make sure that doesn't happen again. 610-632-0975. Mikey Miss coming up at the top of the hour. He does have Jason Stark today. And also, coming up at 5 o'clock, how about Phillies general manager Matt Klentak going to join Mike? So we'll hear from the GM today on the Mikey Miss Show. Stay tuned. That's coming up on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Gatto and Mertitus Middays.
Hey, don't forget Cousins Corner Thursday night, tomorrow night, 6 to 7. The Oaks Race and Sportsbook will be there hanging out.
You going to lay a little futures wager down?
What?
On the Eagles?
I'll tell you one thing. It really is worth it.
Like slam that over.
The one that I would do, that I would recommend is the over win total. I want to do this at some point. I don't see how I look at this team and I don't know. Maybe I'm blinded and it's early. And maybe because I can't wait for the season to begin.
Yeah.
But I don't see him less than, like, to me, it's 10 is the minimum. I think they win 12.
Yeah. And 13 maybe in play. We'll see how. What yeah. happens with
no,
health and everything
think
else.
They can. Yeah. Looking at the schedule, it all breaks down. Wait, I want to do the true number of what people think tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, Tim, was it Tim yesterday that said that they could be the best team in the NFL going in? You know, they're talked about on that level?
That's possible.
Yeah. I mean, geez, to go into a season with, you know, the talent that they added, Carson coming back, the contract's in the rearview mirror. I just saw the structuring of the deal, but... This Howie. He's a wizard. Like a Jedi, man. He's a Jedi GM. He uses the Force.
He knows.
The way he structures smart. Stuff. Yeah, he is smart, man.
You know what's funny, though? Like, we were talking about
stuff.
I kind of felt bad with Timmy that I jumped on the analytics piece of him a little bit.
That's a hot button for you. Right.
Like, he just was going overboard, and I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Like, I understand that there is there's a piece of it, of the puzzle. But it's like Klintak's on today. And you know, I mean, I let's see what he does. Like, he's not the... I think he knows what he's doing. He played baseball in college. Mm-hmm. He's a bright, bright young guy. The idea of the analytics as a religion, I just can't wrap my arms around. Like, you need to know... Yes, the numbers can be a tool. But you need to know the game... I don't understand the idea that you don't like. You remember Billy Beane, the whole thing. You're not even watching the game. That your eye will lie to you.
Yeah.
You know. And I understand there's a piece of it with baseball because it's really about the numbers over a full season. But again, these are people. The part of the trends and ups and downs are the people's lives.
Yeah.
You're dating a girl. There's something going on. Mm-hmm. I mean. Whatever it is in your own personal life.
And analysts can never measure character.
Like, you don't know what's going on.
Pressure.
You know, there's all these different pieces of it. In football, there's too many fake numbers.
And there's so many variables in football. I agree. I think you use it to supplement.
But, like, I don't need to. Like, I just don't need to hear that, you know, there's, you know, some, you know, oh, my God, they're breakthroughs. Like, they're figuring out, you know, how to cure cancer, how to cure disease. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, those are
breakthroughs.
Those scientists and research, like, those are people that deserve to be fawned over. Not some, you know, football nerd that's trying to break down a couple of numbers.
Yeah. I look at it, too. To me, the maybe even more important is sports science and being able to monitor a guy practice weeks to know, hey, if he's getting physically exhausted, he's more likely to get injured.
Yeah, I just look at it, like, the fawning over it is sickening to me because I look at, you know, what truly goes on in our community with University of Pennsylvania and Jefferson.
Chop.
And Will's Eye. And I look at what those, they're at the forefront of their industries. I mean, these are amazing people doing amazing work. So, you know, the fact that the player shoots X amount of three pointers Forgive me if I'm not wowed.
Yeah, and there's a difference. There's situational analytics in games, strategies, and those things. Yeah. And then there's player arm length and burst.
You want to invest $100 million into something, go invest into combating disease.
All right, stay tuned. Mikey Miss is next. And Klentak is coming up today at 5 o'clock. I'll have Jason Stark as well on a General Knowledge Wednesday. And our handoff, as always, brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit handtoshouldercenter.com. Also, you hear the game tonight right here, Game 7. I'm riding the Blues tonight. You want to ride with me? I know Jax is going to be jumping tonight. I just saw some pictures. They got banners out and everything down there. They're getting ready for the game tonight. It's going to be a blast.
That'll be cool, man.
So everybody, enjoy your Game 7. Stay tuned. Mikey Miss is coming up next right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.